بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Just want to make a brief statement about Sheikh Zak Zaki. Although I've never met him in person, in 1994, I became familiar with some of his students, and from meeting his students, I developed a great respect for Sheikh Zak Zaki. What I noticed in many of his followers, they were very well educated, not only in religious sciences, but also in other worldly sciences as well. Some of his followers were doctors, lawyers, engineers, and so forth. Sheikh Zak Zaki, he began his Islamic movement in 1970. This is actually before the victory of the Islamic Revolution in 1979. Both the Islamic movement in Nigeria and the Islamic Revolution in Iran, they were both seeking to establish justice and remove the oppression which existed in their countries. So this was a junction in which both of these movements met. It's actually the junction which led Sheikh Zak Zaki to visit Iran, where he met Imam Khomeini. And so this also brought about a deeper love for the Ahlul Bayt in Sheikh Zak Zaki. Of course, as one of the followers of the Tijani school of thought, a spiritual school of thought, he had a love for Ahlul Bayt, but as he embraced the Jafari school of thought, it made his love greater for the Ahlul Bayt. It also inspired him to maintain his course of seeking justice, not only for Muslims, but everyone who lives in Nigeria and who were suffering from oppression and the corruption that existed in this country. One of the things that we could see about the life of Sheikh Zak Zaki is that he followed a path much similar to Imam Hussein, where he did not capitulate to injustice, but he maintained a very firm stance against injustice. I believe that if Malcolm X, if he was still alive today, he would probably say about the incident that took place in December, the massacre that took place in Nigeria, that the believers there, they paid the price of freedom. As Malcolm, he stated, he says, the price of freedom is death. So if someone wants to free themselves from oppression and injustice, quite often it ends in some sort of death to some extent, that is martyrdom. So we consider the individuals who were slain in Nigeria as martyrs, and they gave their life in order to stand for justice, speak out against oppression. And that leads us to our responsibility and our duty to raise awareness about what happened in Nigeria, and to also be a voice of justice, be a voice that stands up against oppression. And unfortunately, the media has not really covered this issue very well. To a great extent, they have avoided speaking about what happened in Nigeria. But if we see that if something like this happened in Ukraine or Georgia or France, then the media would definitely cover it. They would ask us to paint our faces the color of that flag. But when this happens to peace-loving individuals and people who are seeking justice, the media has absolute no coverage of this. So we must be a voice of justice. We must be a voice to make sure that this atrocity does not go unaccounted for. and that responsibility for these actions are not taken account for. So I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us strength to fulfill this duty. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.